Lowell Ponte here. And Lowell, I'd like you to give us some update on what you think is going on with the Congress. It sounds like they're trying to regroup in terms of the health bill. They realize they can't leave the sitting. They obviously did it completely wrong, which is not having open meetings to get some kind of consensus before they had a public disaster. We also see that they're going to come up to the tax reform and other issues. I see the BBC and other news are going crazy over the idea that Donald Trump is cutting a lot of the crazy enviromaniac ideas and the idea that you can't have clean air and water by cutting all regulations that will destroy your industry. You know, we've had clean air and water for years. Can you give us some input as to what's going on with the Trump administration?
Well, assuming we're not in Flint, Michigan, that is, yes. Well, Congress has to regroup, has to show its ability to get something done, or it will be impeded in its ability to pass anything, or at least anything major, like tax reform. Trump had originally said that tax reform could only follow settling the major issues in Obamacare and its demise. So we shall see. They claim that they'll now be bringing up Trump Care by this autumn at the latest. So perhaps people will look back and say they did a very good thing by getting rid of what was really just Obamacare light in this first attempt at compromise bill.
Right. I think I had a call yesterday from a lady, Carol was her name, and she was saying that the federal government, based on the Constitution, should get out of health care. I think that is very incorrect, and I reclaim that this. I want to re-mention this issue. With EMTALA, which was passed in 87 before I started in Georgia, when someone was shot in downtown Augusta, Georgia, they were strapped on a gurney and put outside to die because the EMTALA laws weren't in place. And and even after EMTALA was passed, I remember in emergency department, one man, he hadn't yet given his insurance card to the intake nurse, and he was having an acute cardiac event. And the nurse asked him over and over again, "How fixed are you, sir?" In other words, "Where's your insurance card?" He said, "If you ask me one more time how fixed I am, I won't need to be fixed." The fact is that everybody in America is covered by insurance, including visitors. And the problem is that we need to face the reality that Americans are never going to give up on the idea that they think the issue of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means access to health care at a reasonable cost. Now, what Obamacare did, they never controlled costs. So they were stupid. Now, if the Republicans are going to bring something in, and I think it'd keep it as simple as expand Medicare for all, get rid of Big Pharma, get rid of Big Medica, which is big insurance carriers and big drug companies, set up a thing called a value-added tax so you get rid of premiums, send it back to the county so the county hospitals and collectives of doctors and patients, not government, can control the issuance of paychecks, which are hourly wages, not fee-for-service, get rid of malpractice and the malpractice attorneys lobbying both Democrats and Republicans, and allow an even playing field so you get rid of, quote, standards of care, which basically is drug companies trying to influence state licensing authorities and hospitals to force doctors to prescribe drugs or follow certain standards of care which are good for business, not good for patients. And so when I hear people say that they think that it's not a right, it has been passed by sequential laws over years. In fact, the original intent of Medicare was to expand it to everybody. Now, the problem is they didn't control the costs of drugs. So like the typical left, they just figured we'll just pour billions of dollars more in, like America's an ATM machine. If my plan was put in place, it would cost a quarter or a fifth what it currently costs, and nobody would ever worry about pre-existing conditions. You'd have a level playing field for functional medicine and metabolic testing and even fitness training, et cetera. No one would go without, quote, anti-aging and health medicine, including supplements, so they can get well. It's a sick system, and the idea that we can so-called get out of the health business is a delusion. Anybody who says this isn't facing reality. No American, that's why only 17% even voted for this bill in the public. Nobody in their right mind could think that Americans don't want the right to be taken care of when they're sick or anybody else. That's why the EMTALA laws were there. And I talked to nurses that were there when the EMTALA laws weren't in place and there were people shot and bled outside the emergency room doors and did die. So let's face the reality. I've been through all this stuff. Other people haven't. They don't really have a right to an opinion, to be honest with you. People like me who are qualified, actually been through all this crap, we have a right to an opinion. You have a right to an attitude because you're not, you haven't been through the experiences. So let's face that reality. What do you think?
Well, the founders of this country, of course, believed that rights were things that did not impose a cost on anyone else. That is, for you to say you have a right to free speech.
Yeah, but when religion, when Congress, let me stop you there.
No, I'm not disagreeing. Congress, you understand?
No. When Congress passes a law to set up Medicare years ago, when they set up Medicaid in states, and when they did it, and one of the big things that killed this bill was the fact that Medicaid expansion. Now, we don't want healthy, normal people getting in Medicaid. Medicaid is supposed to be for people that are disabled and can't function. But if we expanded Medicare, a single-payer system that would not pay out a fee for service or get into people's data, would simply pass the money on to the county, not the state even, so the state could play politics with it, then it would be a matter of the county and not politicians and a collective of health providers, including doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, nutritionists, psychologists, rehab counselors for drugs. In fact, that's another issue. We should be completely medicalizing the issue of drug addiction. Now, you can go after the drug distributors, but this idea of throwing 80% of the people in jail for criminal drug offenses or people who use marijuana, how ridiculous. So I could fix the system if I was to advise Donald Trump in a jiffy, and everybody would be happy, including Democrats and Republicans, and they'd both vote for this because it would cut costs. No one would be not covered. No one would be terrified that they couldn't even pay the copays because 86% of people can't pay the copays or deductibles. And the idea that the federal government's not involved, the federal government doesn't need to be involved. They need to set up the framework to collect the money and send it to the county, and each county across the country, based on their population, would have a portion of money to determine what how many MRI scanners, how many chiropractors, naturopaths, doctors, nurse practitioners, how clinics can use telemedicine to get top specialists to deal with very complex cases. I could lay out a comprehensive plan that would be absolutely, everybody would be happy, and it would be superior to any other country on this planet, including Korea, which is right now the best. So when I hear all these people saying that Americans don't have a responsibility to pay for everybody else, you're going to pay anyway. With EMTALA laws, if someone arrives here from, say, Korea or South Africa, and they have a heart attack, and they show up in the emergency department, even without an insurance card, or we don't accept their South African insurance, we pay for it by passing the bill on to everybody else in that hospital. That's why, if you go in for a medical procedure now, a lot of the cost is cost shared with other people who have no insurance or just arrive there. So,
we should add to that, but this is the reason, part one of the major reasons why insurance costs so much. Because you go into a hospital, you're going to be charged $10 for being given an aspirin. And that is to pay
That's not
for
the only reason.
That's a fact.
I'll give you a vignette. Okay, back in Cornell University, back in the 60s, when they're developing cardiac bypass, the senior residents that were figuring out how much to cost, just to put it through their committee, they figured it was worth $300 to do a bypass. But one of the smart-ass senior residents decided, why don't we add a bunch of zeros so it's $30,000? And they put it through committee, and the committee said, hey, no problem. So they said, they went and had a great big party. We hit the jackpot. As you know, Charlton Heston said, we hit the mother load. Okay? I know surgeons like Dr. Michael Janssen, who is doing spinoplasty surgery, that he and his team of 14 hours, two surgical teams, we're charging $257,000 for a spinoplasty surgical procedure with medical follow-up for 6 months. That's obscene. Doctors should be paid the same whether you're cutting you or talking to you. The same with nurse practitioner or anybody else, and you got to make sure that they have no malpractice hanging over their head like Damocles' sword, but they have to be competent. They have to do continuing education and make sure that their surgical skills are up to snuff. If they haven't done a shoulder procedure in 5 years, I don't care if they're in practice 50. You need to go back to a surgical center and show that they know what the heck they do with the modern equipment. And the system needs to be revised to 2017. It includes anti-aging medicine, toxicology, immunology. Most doctors, when I consult, including medical legal cases, have not upgraded their education or their knowledge base since residency. And their residency is so out of date, it's obscene. Okay? That's why, you know, one of my friends in the Navy, in the military, that took care of the tank division at Fort Carson, he said, no one drives a tank with your ass hanging out the window, but doctors do. They do. They drive their tank of their practice, not even doing the standard of care of common sense. We're not talking about like a written standard of care, but what you would do as a normal, logical person doing the art and science of medicine to protect people, even in conventional medicine, let alone getting into alternative or advanced functional medicine. So I see a lot of this fight over the place of people that are ignorant or out of date. Even people like Dr. Price wants to roll it back pre-Obamacare, but that's not going to fix the problem. That's just changing it from Obamacare to a prior form of what I call embalming care. You know what embalming is, of course, right?
Well, to say, let me agree with your whole point, I was simply trying to lay out from the beginning with the Constitution the situation. The situation is, even before Obamacare, the government was dealing with half the medical expenses in the country. They had Medicaid. They had Medicare. They had veterans care. They had people pick up. So all these things wound up, meaning that half the medicine practiced in this country was being effectively a kind of socialized medicine, only without cost controls, and the lack of cost controls were because trial lawyers are second only to union members as funders of the Democratic Party and its candidates.
It's not just trial lawyers. Trump is meeting with all these top insurance carriers. He's meeting with the top medical people. Health One Columbia, when they started consuming all these hospitals, for example, they control so many hospitals, it's ridiculous. Healthcare in America, in terms of total dollars consumed and profits, is bigger, just healthcare in America, than the next five industries on the entire planet. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's a major weight on why America's economy is not growing where it should, because we're innovative. It's a major weight on the idea that it's not really lengthening the lifespan of humans. In fact, if anything, it's been shown in the last few years that the lifespan of males over 55 is dropping.
Especially white males.
White males. And we're also seeing that all, not just white, but all young people under 55 are increasing the rate of virtually every major illness, including colon cancer, by over 400% more than the elderly people over 55. So I don't conclude healthcare is just, providing a prescription or sewing up a wound. I'm talking about in terms of toxic vaccines, toxic water. And when people say that, they're going to unleash this demon of pollution, there's a couple things that are wrong. You can't do hydrofracking with toxic chemicals and expect to have clean water. Yes, you can have clean coal, which I saw in Wyoming and in Colorado Springs, where I took care of the coal plants. And the only thing coming out of the top of them wasn't nitric oxide or toxic chemicals or heavy metals. It was fluffy white clouds of water vapor. So when these environmentalists try to say that you can't be environmentally responsible when you can frack with non-chemicals, with microwaves, and you have to recharge it with primary water, which I'm going to be bringing on Dr. Steve Jacobson from the Northwestern University and Paul Power, who I even did a video on recently from the Primary Water Institute. These are uninformed people, including the so-called pseudoscientists that think that they understand the carbon oxygen cycle and environmentalism. And I can tell you, if I could stand up to Al Gore or any of these maniacs at the institutes in Britain and elsewhere in the United Nations, I would do an intellectual vivisection on the air and show these fools have no understanding of what they're talking about. None. Not even a scintillion of understanding.
Now, one of the things that government has begun doing with, in fact, the Pentagon supposedly is beginning to test this at a military level, there is a pill, a chemical variant of nicotinic acid, very simple pill, that is being touted, at least in the extreme British press and elsewhere, as a live-forever pill. It apparently does bring about all kinds of renewal. It does decrease. And you and I have discussed in the past, what would government do if there was suddenly a pill that everyone could take? You take it once and you live for 140 years. Would the government want you taking that pill, knowing that they're going to be paying your bills for the next 140 years? No, they wouldn't. And this
you're referring to NMN, but there's lots of other molecules. We already have them in our Nutri-Medical line. We have ellagic acid for DNA repair and malignant block. We have things like our new Cell Defense Plus with curcumin to control the cancer stem cells. We have nutraceuticals now that are pharmaceutical grade. In fact, we're launching an immunoglobulin. I've called it, and I'm not sure of the final name, but it's going to be like Avian Super Immune. And when you take this, it literally lowers C-reactive protein, turns off autoimmune diseases, protects you from 26 major human pathogens, and is grown on egg media. And this immunoglobulin doesn't cause allergic reactions if you react to eggs. But it transfers to your immune system the capacity to turn off inflammation and precancer and inflammatory vascular changes like C-reactive protein. And we got all the studies to prove it now. This has been in works for years. So you're right. We're probably no more than 5 years to 10 years away from zero senescence, which means not only most death is caused by aging, which we're going to conquer, but we're going to see people reverse aged. We're going to see 90-year-olds become 70-year-olds and then 50-year-olds and then 30-year-olds. We're going to see people regrow their hair and their hair turn back to normal color. We're going to see people regrow teeth and organs and even have them transplanted if they're a veteran, have a leg or arm transplanted from a laboratory back onto their body that's their own cells and tissue so it doesn't have rejection. This is coming, and it's coming in the maximum 20 years. But it could be as early. Many of these breakthroughs are already here now to some extent, and we even have them on our NutriMed report. We have nutraceuticals right now, like I'm launching a Mountain Red Velvet DR cap that actually is a stem cell template for your stem cells. I have peptides from the Russian Academy of Sciences right now that can regenerate organs with tons of research from Dr. Cavinson and the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. We have all these things now. We don't need to wait. We can have peptides I give people now for their kidneys, their eyes, their vascular tree, their sexual organs, their pineal gland, targeted to each organ in their heterochromatin peptides that actually target DNA reactivation. So we don't need to wait for this magic molecule that Google announced for the Silicon Valley people. These people are drooling to find the answer, but the people that are working on it are people like me, Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bart Goldman and 28,000 medical doctors and altogether 820,000 health professionals worldwide working on the solution to the idea of aging and what disease is, not just for humans, but all life forms on Earth.
Well,
and we're very close.
Well, the positive news in that, of course, is that a lot of maladies that hospitalize people today, heart attacks, cancer, and the like, will be wiped out by this. We're largely wiped out, so you'll only go to the hospital emergency room when you have a car crash.
Right. And by the way, a lot of those things could be eliminated. I mean, I think they should have had smart highways a long time ago with a wire down the center of the highway and or smart dust in the highways to connect to your car. The idea that you have car crashes is ridiculous because if you see a coarse cicade in your eyes, the steering system should lock up and they send you a taxi. The idea that you can have someone impaired, whether they're sleep impaired, alcohol impaired, or a combination of that and drugs, doesn't need to happen at all. I know how to actually make an alert system inside a vehicle right now that I could patent. It could tell you precisely whether someone's impaired from whatever cause.
Well, your vehicle,
you don't need to actually do a blood
itself.
Test. Right. You can have your vehicle drive itself, and all this animus against Uber and so on, they're going to get this worked out. And the fact is electronic systems with multiple backups will be superior to humans. That's a fact. It's coming.
So then we have government deciding something else to worry about, some other way to control people.
No, I don't think so. I think we need to make health information private. I think we need to make sure that these systems only kick in if you lose confidence. Even the Uber taxis have to have a human every eight-tenths of a mile now to take over the vehicle, but that'll eventually be overcome.
So it's an amazing future we have looking at this.
If we apprehend it, the problem is, you see, there's a lot of forces that don't want us to go there. In Poland, after Glasnost and Perestroika,
if your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Book you have talks about a lot of the financial things behind this, because what's amazing to me is that Barack Obama and the Democrats, and now even the Republicans, when they tried to shove the stupid bill forward, it wasn't going to really reduce premiums or the cost or the trajectory of health care, which was changing it from Obamacare to embalming care or Obamacare light. And we don't understand this, that if you have a balanced budget in government, you have money to keep your military operational, to keep the environment healthy, to make sure you have full employment, to have the kind of tax breaks that you can afford to bring business back to America. But I don't know how they're going to deal with this. They hit the debt ceiling on March 11th. They have to deal with this and the tax reform by June 1st, or the government shuts down. And I don't know if the Freedom Caucus gets it, but I think they were correct when Rand Paul was running around with his photocopier saying, where the hell's the bill? So I think that Paul Ryan is, I'd say, 75 to 90% responsible for this boondoggle. And they should have had open hearings, perhaps for as long as 6 months to a year before they ever decided what they were going to do, and have public hearings. Go across the country and have town hall meetings and say, what do you want, people? Do you want the Dr. Deagle plan mixed with Dr. Price so that we can actually expand Medicare and have it VAT so you don't have insurance carriers anymore and you don't have pre-existing conditions and death panels? And we can give you nutraceuticals and memberships to clubs, exercise, and get equipment so you can actually keep yourself alive and out of the damn hospital. It's going to cost us a fortune, because everybody in this country, including visitors, is a walking debt machine. Everybody that gets sick, out of a sudden, you can just save the debt, click, it jumps another couple hundred thousand or millions of dollars. It's just ridiculous. And they wonder why America's going bankrupt. That's a damn good basis for it. With it. They call it entitlements? No, it's stupid policy, because if you had a VAT, it would be immediately paid for by the value-added tax going back to the county. You wouldn't have, you know, even in Canada, it costs 3% to process health care. In America, it's 30 to 40% goes to the insurance carriers. And then you add another big giant chunk because of the malpractice attorneys. They're just drooling to sue doctors 80% of the time with no basis in fact or common sense. 80%. And the other 20% were doctors we knew were trouble, but they were so damn rich they couldn't be sued right away until they got something really, really screwed up. And then eventually they got in trouble.
The trial lawyers are aiming at a very specific gap, and that is doctors are expected to order 37 tests for you, of which 37 are really unnecessary tests, but the doctor feels he has to order them because if he doesn't, then that's a gap the trial lawyer can sue him in. You have this terrible result with the patient, and you didn't even order a bioflavonoid test.
But it's not just that. They order the based on the standard of care, but it's not based on the latest state of the science. For example, when I review a case, I can see where the doctor, and this is conventional medicine, cardiologist, oncologist, whatever, has totally screwed up on their testing or treatment protocols on the basis of the current state of the art of the science and diagnostics. Well, on the other hand, standard panels are there so that they can protect their butt from the trial lawyers who are going to use precedent and law to sue their ass off. It's ridiculous.
Well, what the trial lawyers are playing on is you open up the descriptor of a medicine, for example, and they'll say, we have found 3 cases per million people of X. Okay, if the doctor didn't do a test to see if you're one of the 3 million, they're open to a lawsuit. I mean, that's how the game is played. But that's a wild, wild exception.
And one of our biggest problems in America is 1/4 of all the attorneys on the planet are American. That's ridiculous. 4% of the population is American, and yet 1/4 of all the attorneys on the planet are American.
As an example of what you're saying, just an example at random, the city of Los Angeles has 4 times more lawyers than the entire nation of Japan.
Wow. So much amazing.
We'll have to make it.
We want to hear your feedback on this, because the health care is just not going to go away. They actually have to deal with it. They can't even deal with the budget issues properly before or after. We'll be back in a minute. 800-313-9443. Call in. We want your opinion.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Colleague, of course, Craig R. Smith, a billionaire. You deal with humor, but you also want to deal with factual issues. And you do it in such a clever way, Lowell. Talk about the title, how they can obtain the book by phoning in and leaving their phone number and contact information so they can get either an ebook version or a physical book and free shipping.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tremendous bargain. The book will not cost you a penny because, frankly, we don't care about making profit on the book. We just want to share vital information. Look at this, our current and seventh book together is Money, Morality, and the Machine, Smith's Law in an Unethical, Overgoverned Age. The machine is what's been evolving all around us as a control mechanism. It includes the deep state, as it's now called. We were already talking about it as such at great length. It includes, and the deep state includes, the permanent bureaucracy, the spy agencies, and what power they have, where they can simply defy the president and the rest of the government anytime they wish. And the book begins by looking at Brexit. The British one day woke up last year and realized that 62% of all their laws were being imposed on them, not by people they'd elected, but by unelected bureaucrats in Brussels under the European Union. And what those bureaucrats were doing was eliminating their borders altogether, just saying, oh, any number of aliens can come into your country, including the million aliens, or more than a million aliens, that Angela Merkel just invited into Germany. By doing that, she gave them the right to come to England. And if they want, look for a job. And if they can't find a job, to settle down and live the rest of their lives on British welfare. And there was nothing the Brits could do about it. And what many of the British realized, having as recently as early this century run an empire that governed one out of every four people on the planet, they realized the same tactics were being used on them that they had used to control their colonies, that they were being colonized, in effect, by the European Union, and they voted against it, narrowly, but they did vote against it, and that now is to be activated by the end of this month, the procedure, Article 50, as it's called, for England or the United Kingdom withdrawing from the European Union. That was where we jumped off from. And what made this intriguing was the plot by which this was done. Jean Monnet, a Frenchman after World War II, decided that two things were desperately needed. One, he wanted to unify Europe so that a European war would never happen again. The 400 years of the European Civil War over who would rule would finally be ended. And two, that this could not be done democratically. After all, Adolf Hitler was elected to power democratically. And right. So that could not be permitted to happen. So they decided this would all be done by subversion and stealth. And so they started with a European steel and coal community after World War II. It took a certain amount of power. Then they went to the European Economic Community, which took more power. And with each evolution in this central government or mechanism, the mechanism took more and more power unto itself. It was only one step from declaring the unification of Europe and the ending of European nation states. But England struck just in time. They're still trying to declare it illegal. If it had gone much further, the votes would have been taken away from elderly Britons, and the voting age would have been lowered in the rest of Europe to 17 or 16-year-olds, and that would have been all she wrote. There would never again be another election that meant anything in Europe. All power would have been handled by bureaucrats who governed like philosopher kings. Now, the funny thing is that same tactic is being attempted by progressives here. They plan to do right. The United States what was attempted in Europe. And they got quite
a interesting. They're trying to turn America into a feudal state. In other words, just like the Europeans are refeudalizing Britain. Isn't that crazy?
Exactly. And in fact, socialism tends to catch on only in states that have been under feudalism.
Wow.
Which is intriguing because people become accustomed to the idea that the government will take care of you. By the way, it was interesting. You mentioned some minutes ago this idea that there might be a government shutdown facing us soon. The Democratic Party has already announced this week that if Trump goes ahead and tries to fund any part of the building the wall on the southern border, that alone will cause the Democrats, to shut down the government. Apparently because unless they can have a flood of illegals constantly coming across an open border who will eventually, they or their children, vote Democratic, they'll simply find the future intolerable.
I don't think they have the power politically to do that now. They might want to think they could, but But I don't think they can shut down the government. I think that's a delusion.
Well, I hope you're right. Of course, the problem is not all Republicans. A lot of Republicans became Democrat light in the many years they were out of power. And they still have a reflexive tendency to compromise, to go 50% of the way or more with Democrats in deal-making. And if the Democrats simply walk away, they feel uncomfortable controlling the government themselves. I don't know why the Democrats were never bothered by it. The Democrats tried, well, for example, in building Obamacare, the Democrats literally locked all Republicans out of the room where it would be developed. They did not allow Republicans to have a voice in so much as one dot or jot or tittle in the writing of Obamacare.
Well,
completely a left-wing bill.
I'll give you my take on it. I see the Republicans as rigid ideologues and the Democrats as pragmatic control freaks.
Well, they're pragmatic as long as they ultimately get what they want. Yes.
Exactly. In other words, the idea would be they present themselves as being ideologues, but they're not. But the Republicans are rigid ideologues, which is why they're so fractured. They can't get, even when they have all three houses of government, presidency, Congress, and Senate, they can't get things done because they're so ideologue. When I saw the people representing, for example, the very rigid, we call the Freedom Caucus, they hid the bill from them, but they did have a bill 15 months ago. But they voted something like 60 or something, a ridiculous number of times, when they knew it was going to be vetoed by Obama because it was unreasonable. The average American, if they had a chance to vote on these various versions of bills that the Republicans put over the last 8 years, would have said, are you kidding me? There's no way they wanted that. But the Republicans would do it because they wanted to put an ideologue bill that Obama could then say, forget it, with his pen and his phone, as he says, I'm going to cancel it. So that's what the problem is. They've gotten so used to being rigid ideologues in the opposition. Now they think they can be rigid ideologues and work with somebody that, like Donald Trump, who gets things done. And so he's basically saying, you guys, we're going to have open discussions before we bring in health care probably in the fall. But you either come on side or I'm going to try to start negotiating with the Democrats because he's a pragmatic succeeder. He's going to try to succeed with something that the people want. They do want health care, but they want it so it's affordable. There's no point in having plastic in your purse or wallet if you can't actually pay the copays and actually use it. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it is, and what we used to say of the two parties, I myself am not in that debate. I'm a libertarian, completely off to the side. But we used to say it was a contest of the evil party versus the stupid party.
That and I so, think I agree with you, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and so certainly Democrats are the evil party, but they're willing to be pragmatic to this extent. They know that you may not start out by giving someone a heavy, full dose of opium, but if you just start them taking the opium, if you just give them things for free, very soon they'll be hooked on it, and you won't need to.
Right.
In other words, you will win in the long run anyway. Obamacare was designed, I think most people now agree, to self-destruct, to show that the way it was set up was unworkable. And
oh, yeah. In fact,
and therefore, they clear the way for single payer.
Yeah, but see, their version of single payer is not my version I'm talking about, or Canadian or British. Their version of single payer is top-down control of protocols, death panels, drug companies still in control. Even if it's a single payer system under the government, it means a top-down, basically social communist kind of control freak system. So, you know, a lot of the really bad things about healthcare, about lack of innovation, will be kept in the system to make sure that doctors don't innovate or develop new things to extend people's lifespan or help them with alternative care. So the Democratic version is a pragmatic, satanic version. The Republicans, you write stupid party, are rigid ideologues. So that's why they caused this thing to recently fail. And the fact that they hid the bill on purpose, I think that Ryan is a stealth operative of the CFR and so on, because they wanted Trump to fail. This is a perfect way to make sure it's very difficult to get his tax reform or his other bills in. So I don't think I trust Ryan at all. I think he should be gone. I believe in Judge Pirro. I think they should have open hearings. And I think basically Trump should whip the Republican Party into line to say, if you're not going to back me, I'm going to start compromising to the point where I'm going to bring in Democrats that are in red states, and we're going to start coming together with bills that the American public want, because I'm the president not just of Republicans, but of Republicans and Democrats, but of American citizens. And that's what I think Trump is going to basically do. He's going to, he not only destroyed the Democratic Party, but the old-style Republican Party, and now the extreme elements that want to play games, including Paul Ryan, who basically tried to demolish him, because I think he's the one who lays the most blame for why that's a screw-up. Why did he hide this away in a vault until the last minute? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Now, the much advanced vision you have given us of the innovations that are going to be coming about in the next 20 years or less, where people will live for hundreds of years, that's going to be an enormous social transformation. I mean, for example, we'll be governed by a population that's either very old and wise or is very senile and stupid, or a little of both.
Well, the changes that I'm talking about could cause immediate changes in health of the population this year if it was done. You don't have to wait 5, 10, or 20 years. Even just access to, for example, you know that the Patriots quarterback is going to our anti-aging clinic. Do you know that our president, Donald Trump, is going to one of our anti-aging A4M clinics for a life extension? They have been doing this for years. Did you know that? So what we're facing is that, yeah, what we're facing is if we want to make this affordable for everybody.
The Secretary of Health.
Why? I'm trying to actually get my, I'm putting together a video to get through to Donald Trump through various proxies, including Roger Stone and Dr. Bart Goldman, who's known Donald for 35 years. Mm-hmm. So Bart Goldman is a co-developer of A4M, and Donald Trump and the Patriots quarterback both go to top A4M anti-aging clinics right now. So people need to start realizing if we make this affordable for everybody so they can get, metabolic testing and genetic testing and customized nutraceuticals and minimizing drugs and even genetic engineering to fix genetic defects that can cause serious illness. These are all possibilities.
I thought what the wealthy were now doing was being injected regularly with the blood of young people.
Well, you're talking about Thiel up in California. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is, they don't really understand these people that are doing this. It's almost like a vampiric thing. I do. Okay, I'm one of the leading doctors researching on anti-aging. And what they're doing basically is playing with things that they don't fully understand. I'm presenting a theory this year to the Academy that will probably be in the National Academy meeting in Las Vegas this December. It should have happened last December, but I'll be much more prepared this December. That is a completely new theory about what aging and disease is in terms of quantum physiology. And it's going to be, I'm going to provide technology that any other doctor that wants to test my theory can prove it to themselves within days and weeks that I'm correct.
Now that, but you're not ready. You're not ready to make it public yet.
Oh, no, I've already made some of it public, and I'm going to make a lot more. If they listen to my program, I talk about this all the time, about quantum physics. And my first paper I presented was in 1982, 35 years ago, called Phone on Maser Biophysics, using quantum physics applied to biological systems, and I developed and have patents on technology going back to the 1980s. So when I present this to the Academy, it's going to present a theory that's so solid that any scientist who's serious can look at it and prove to themselves that I know I'm talking about. It explains all the epiphenomena of telomeres, cell membrane ion channels, epigenetic regulation called exosomes, heterochromic protein modulation by the European Academy of Sciences with Dr. Kevinson. I explain it all in terms of quantum physics.
But you are going to be a major in the history of our species, then. If this, in fact, is the species.
Even if there's only a remnant left, but I really believe most of humanity is coming to what I call the Great Epiphany, which means we are coming together and realizing we're not just individuals, we're a collective organism. It not only spreads into the future, but into the past. And once you start to grasp that, a lot of things we do, which are wasting resources on war on pseudo-environmentalism and on economic control, we'll turn from that and realize we need strong nations and strong, healthy people that don't become a drag not only in society, but also take power to themselves at the expense not only of each other, but the planet. And we also have to realize that we don't want to be an extinction-level event for our life on the Earth, but we want to increase the carrying capacity of the planet. Right now, the oxygen concentration has dropped because of our policy. It's not because of carbon credits. It's our policy. We don't clean up things like Fukushima that are destroying the ozone layer. We don't deal with galactic events that are causing changes in the Earth and the sun's activity. We don't deal with toxic pollution, including glyphosate and toxic chemicals into our biosphere. We don't talk about epigenetics of scalar waves from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and switching mode power supplies. We don't look at what we're really doing, and we have pseudoscientists out there that have no clue trying to guide us. You're fools.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
We'll be right back.
time to not only cancel your levels of ignorance on these issues, but it's time to get the book. How do they get that book, and what's the number, Lowell, to get this amazing book, Money, Morality, and the Machine?
Free and postpaid, no cost to you at all, 800-630-1492, like when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, is our number, 1-800-630-1492. Just leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you. And the book will be absolutely free to you. Otherwise, you'd have to pay $20 for it. So it's a great opportunity. And I thank you so much for that. Of course, the book is dealing with the economic and political aspects of what we have today and how the U.S. was turned into an empire. You know, we're this innocent little breakaway from the British Empire country that just happens to have 650 military bases all over the planet. It's amazing.
Yeah, that was by design, wasn't it? It was by design, though, wasn't it?
By the design of some, yeah. And the kind of interest that did that are still trying to control us. That's why Brexit was so important, and that's why electing a leader like Donald Trump was so important. He was someone unexpected by the powers that be. Almost a divine intervention, if you wish to view it that way.
I think it is a divine intervention. I think God has a sense of humor. That's why I call it the Trumpence of God. It's basically saying, hey, God, you got a sense of humor, don't you? He said, yeah. Even before you were born, the Dump family changed their name to Trump. And then Mike Pence became his vice president, so it's the Trumpence of God. He's basically saying, hey, I'm going to give you guys in America some grace. I'm going to let you actually return to being a godly Judeo-Christian republic. We're not talking about modern Judaism. We're talking about ancient Judaism. I'm going to return you to become a leader nation, not just leading financially, but leading basically that people come first, not nation states and not war machines, that we want to have workers able to actually, don't want to have 95 million unemployed or out of the workforce Americans, many of them fully able-bodied, probably missed or untrained. We don't want to be doing what we call playing for blood and money, doing what we call regime change, which has been a policy of previous American governments, both Democrat and Republican. And we don't want to be pushing the envelope to guarantee that in a future time we're going to be faced with thermonuclear, biological, chemical, scalar, and geotectonic warfare. That's where we're going. We're going toward Armageddon. And Donald Trump is saying, no, let's not do that. Let's put people first. So I believe he is a libertarian, but under his skin. He's not, and he's also a pragmatist, which means he wants to do the right thing, even if he talks to Democrats. So we need to pray for our president, pray for America, because if America goes down, the whole world will suffer. You know, it says in the Bible, woe to you, for in one day has come your destruction. That day might be the day of America if it ever turns back to the Democrats or the previous Republican PNAC people.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.